Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The 2020 Democratic National Convention, slated for August, will look a lot different than in years past due to the coronavirus. In fact, the party is calling it a convention across America. To learn more, we spoke with former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who co-chairs the Democratic National Convention Rules Committee.
The Democrats will not sponsor a mass rally with thousands of people inevitably unable to maintain social distancing, but essentially achieving the legal and political necessities, but in a way that marks our understanding for what the public health people tell us.
The convention, as I understand it, will be, quote, anchored in Milwaukee, but it will also be a convention across America. What's that look like?
Well, it mostly will be for the delegates voting by electronic device. And there will be in Milwaukee the acceptance of the nomination by Joe Biden, but the number of people actually present can go up or down. I mean, you'll need maybe a couple hundred, but it's going to be in a very large hall so that people will be able to stay the appropriate distance apart and be masked most of the time.
How do you anticipate getting people excited to attend by telephone or by Zoom or online somehow? And how many folks around the country do you anticipate will actually participate in that way, Barney?
Well, in the first place, we are talking about an election of enormous impact. And while there is strong admiration for Vice President Biden, what's mostly activating people is the growing embarrassment and anger at Donald Trump's antics. And people are motivated increasingly to rid the country of the blight that he represents. When Biden makes his acceptance speech and the vice presidential nominee speaks, there will be an audience in the many millions. But frankly, if you compare this to the past, there will be roughly the same number of people as an order of magnitude as if there was an actual convention, because the TV audience greatly outweighs the people who were there. The fact is, conventions are parties.
I understand what you're saying, but conventions are used to gin up support. They are used to excite the electorate, especially activist Democrats, and they are used to make connections in order for the candidate to be able to receive or be able to effectively fundraise. Do you see any of that being impacted in a negative way by what is going to happen this summer for the Democrats?
Not in the slightest. Joe Biden has just had the best fundraising period ever, finally raising more than Trump. It will be a disappointment for party activists who won't get to see each other as much. But as far as the general public is concerned, the party that has a convention gets a slight bump in public appeal immediately after the convention, and it fades very quickly. The fact, I think, we will benefit because it will reinforce our message that the Democrats have been sensible and responsible and have been listening to the public health experts, in sad contrast to Donald Trump, who is ignoring public health personally, sending the wrong message, discouraging people from following the advice of Anthony Fauci and others.
Former Congressman Barney Frank, co-chair of the Democratic National Convention Rules Committee, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob.